praise you, Jesus.
Good morning. Isn't this awesome? Listen, the best definition I know of covenant, this represents covenant. I want you to understand that God cut a covenant with His Son through His blood. It's unbreakable. It's unchangeable. It'll never go away. We enter into fellowship with that covenant. You can break fellowship if you somehow choose, get deceived, do whatever you want. But I'm telling you, no man can break this covenant. This covenant is through Jesus' blood, God the Father, and God the Son. A man cut covenant with God with His blood and body. And the best definition to understand a covenant is all that is mine is yours, and all that is yours is mine. Where one plus one is a stronger one. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Guys, that's a marriage. That's friendships. It's synergism. We're on the same page. We wake up for the same reason. We might have preferences and taste and flavor and desires, but we live for the same goal. Man, when you said for Christ to be formed in us, if we're missing that as the goal, we're missing why we're here. And we're just doing time and doing stuff. I'm telling you, the goal is being formed in Christ, and He is love. If we miss that, we've missed the point. And we might have seemed like we had fun along the way, but we missed the point of why He came. He did not come for our names to get in a book and go to heaven someday. He came so our natures could be restored back to His, back to love, where one plus one is a stronger one. Christ in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So here's the deal. We're going to do this in a sweet and precious manner. When you do this, you do it in remembrance of Him and what He did, and remember His death till He comes. You understand that He cut covenant. And by taking this and receiving this and partaking in this morning, you're saying, man, I'm all in. All that is yours is mine. I mean, how much more do you give than your body and your blood? You didn't just come home and He raked your leaves in the fall. He didn't just swing out of His way and pick something you needed up at Walmart and show up at your house with it. I mean, that's all cool stuff. That's thoughtful. That's loving. That's neighbor-like. How much more do you give when you're totally innocent and give your body and your blood? Here's what impresses me more. The Bible says on purpose, on the night that He was betrayed, He took the bread and He broke it. And He said, this is my body broken for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me. Here's what captures me. We have to make sure if we're following Jesus, if we're ever betrayed, that on the night we're betrayed, we're found laying down our lives too. That we're not crying and broken and rejected and calling a friend and telling them the story. And hopefully our friend isn't agreeing and saying, I can't believe they did that to you. No wonder you're hurt. I'd be too. That is not the kingdom of God. That is the earth that trained us before Christ. Jesus trained us in another way. It's called the way. On the night He was betrayed, He wasn't a hurting minister. He didn't need a sabbatical. He wasn't saying, Pastor, it'd be great if it wasn't for the people. He took the bread and He broke it. And He said, no matter what's going on around me, love doesn't change. No matter what people are saying, no matter what people are doing, I am the Lamb slain and I'll be slain. And if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I'm going to show them what love looks like hanging on a tree. The gospel is found in the bread and the cup. And as often as you do it, do it in remembrance of me. What a contact point of faith this morning. What a contact faith tomorrow morning if you want to, and you're eating your Cheerios and don't get offended by this, and you go, whoa, and you think of Him, and you pop one off the spoon, and you just snap that thing, and you say, Lord Jesus, thank you for it. And you take that spoon of milk and I so appreciate this covenant. And it's just you sitting at the table, just you and Him. heading to work and your attitude is amazing and your face is shining and you don't know how to complain and your body's feeling good and you are living exemplary in the light, being led by the Spirit. Why? Because you're remembering why you're alive and you're staying focused on purpose and you're being formed in Christ.
Yeah.
This is good communion, isn't it? Yeah. We ought to do this again in 11, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Take the bread.
Yeah.
Don't just do this corporately. We're going to do it corporately. But right now in your heart, remember him. Thank him for what he's done for you. Personalize it. Listen, when you take the bread, you remember what the bread accomplished. It'll grow the more you do it. The more you read your Bible, it'll grow. But let me give you some examples. Lord Jesus, you were broken. You were beaten on that cross so I can live unbeaten and unbroken. I never have to be broken again. You have healed me, mended me, fixed me, and put a perspective in my life that keeps me strong and whole all the days of my life. You were beaten, and I'm living unbeatable because my eyes are on you. You were separated from the Father, and I'll forever be joined to him because of you. You took all our iniquities, all our sufferings, all our pains, all our diseases upon your flesh. The price was paid in your body, in the scourgings, in the slashings, in the bruisings. I've been made whole. You paid a price for my redemption, and I stand before you and rejoice in the grace of wholeness through your life in my life. I remember you this morning, and I say, no one has ever loved me the way you do. And by receiving this bread, I receive what you paid in your flesh for my life. Therefore, eating the flesh of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, partake by faith and remember him. And after supper, he took the cup and he lifted it and he said, this is the blood of the new covenant. Not the old covenant, the new covenant. In my blood. Not the law of sin and death, but the law of the Spirit of life that flows through Christ that has made me free. He was about to be made sin. He was about to be killed and crucified on a cross. And he who knew no sin was about to become sin, and God would curse sin in the flesh, and sin would have no dominion over us. This blood speaks better things, people. This blood speaks, I love you, I know who you are, I've known you from the beginning. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've thought, no matter what you've said, I know you, and you're worth this price. The purchased possession of this price is worth it to me. I know who you are from the beginning. I'll know what you look like when I live in you, when you yield to me, when you surrender. You're worth every drop of this price. I know your life before sin. I know your life apart from sin. So come out from among them and be ye separate, and let me be a father unto you, and you be my people. That's what this blood is saying. As you drink it in remembrance. And you live freely from condemnation, guilt, and shame. And a fresh integrity and a new character and a great discipline and intensity comes into your heart. Where all of a sudden you're no nonsense and compromise isn't an option. And all of a sudden the gospel truth has gripped your heart. And you're saying, I am yours and you are mine. Thank you for loving us, King Jesus. Thank you for believing the best. When our lives on the surface looked unlovely, when some of us looked like hypocrites, when some of us looked like we'll never get it right, your blood was already there. You saw everything before it was seen, and you still came and said, I know who you are. You didn't die because we're a bunch of sinners. You had to die because of sin, but you did not die for a bunch of sinners. You died for sons and daughters to be redeemed and adopted in and restored. The value of our lives is what motivated you, not the depravity. You said, I can't let them this way. This is not what they were destined to be. And I know in my heart, no one pays this kind of price for nothing. You purchased what you value, and you value our lives. Teach us to value our lives. Teach us to value one another. Teach us to not just need you, sing to you, and cry to you, and pray to you. Teach us to follow you. Yes. King Jesus, we lift this cup before you in honor, and we remember your blood, and we say it is more than enough in every way. We stand clean, washed, forgiven, and yours. We receive your love. Amen.